A crisis for critical care. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Not having a source for critical care is just really a crisis.
Well, there's no doubt rural areas of Tennessee are taking a blow with the closure of local hospitals. Since 2012, 12 rural hospitals have closed, and that leaves 21 of Tennessee's 95 counties without a facility. It can mean life or death to those in need of emergency care. Carla Rich farms with her husband in Clay County, where Cumberland River Hospital closed earlier this year.
Our ambulances will have to transport patients now out of county for care. And because we are a rural area, it can take an hour for them to transport a patient one way to a hospital.
Carla Rich says their two ambulances in Clay County could be out of service for several hours a day when another emergency transport is needed. And besides emergency care gone, the economic impact of these recent closures hits the area hard as well.
It was our second largest employer in the county, so all those folks lost their jobs. We've seen a decrease in our tax dollars because of the loss of them eating their meals in the county, buying their fuel, their groceries, everything there. We're very sorry to not have our hospital as a community partner on our anti-diabetes coalition, our anti-drug coalition.
Carla Rich says, too, unfortunately, Clay County has one of the highest incidences of opioid abuse in the country, and that's an even larger issue without quality health care. But there is still a ray of hope.
Clay County officials have been very tenacious in not accepting this, and we've worked and worked, and we have found a buyer for our hospital. That deal has gone through, and we're expecting the hospital to reopen within the next month.
Still a serious health care crisis in rural Tennessee. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.